Splendor fills up the sky. It's the same that appeared and the wise men revered when hope was born this night. Out upon the snowy fields, there's a silent peace that heals, and it echoes the grace of our Savior's embrace, because hope was born this night. Christmas bells ring as softly church choirs sing. It's the song used to praise the Ancient of Days when hope was born this night. There are angels in this place, and my heart resounds with the praise. And like a shepherd so scared, I'll rejoice and declare that hope was born this night. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Let all of the world sing the chorus of joy, because hope was born this night.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Woohoo!
The sleigh ride is in full force out there. Hope everybody's having a good morning so far. We're excited. A lot of folks here today. So we're going to sing some songs you know. Few you don't know, and you're always welcome to join us. This first one I believe you most definitely will know. Sometimes we change up the phrasing a little bit. We got to make it new for us sometimes, but you'll know it. So when you're comfortable, please jump on in.
Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night. That was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel. And saw a star shining in the east, beyond and far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued
Born is the King of Israel.
Got Jonathan home.
Here we go.
No. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 born.
That was fun. I like those new arrangements to those old songs. Another old one. You can see, O Come All Ye Faithful. Hold on just a second.
Joyful and triumphant, oh come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing with exultation, sing all ye citizens of heaven. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore.
There's so much here.
In the Christmas story.
There's so much here.
And I feel I can't possibly get a handle on everything that happened.
Have you ever thought about it?
Mary. Joseph. The manger.
The animals in the manger.
Herod. Shepherds.
Angels.
Caesar Augustus.
Wise men.
Really born on December 25th?
Of a virgin?
God in the flesh.
In the flesh? There's so much here in the Christmas story.
So with all this information floating around in the Christmas air,
well, good morning. So there is a lot there in the Christmas story. And I know, you see a lot of the kids running around here today, and I think we have a good sense of what may be on their minds. And, as we get to be adults, and we've heard this story hundreds, maybe probably thousands of times, and I don't know if we ever really stop to think about the Christmas story or how it impacts us or how the birth of Jesus really comes into our lives and changes us. And so I like to think about the three components of the birth of Jesus that really come to my mind most readily are the shepherds in the fields, and how there have been times in my life when I've been kind of like one of those shepherds where I've been out doing my work and I'm just moseying along and I'm just doing every day what comes to me, and it's just me working through my day, and then all of a sudden, boom, something can happen that brings me back to God. And I often wonder sometimes, just kind of, this is my head thinking, was one of those shepherds maybe a musician of the day? And he's out there, and I don't know what they were singing. They probably weren't whistling, because I think it was probably pretty dry. You can't really whistle if you don't have, if you're not wet there. So maybe he was doing some kind of a chant, and then all of a sudden this angel appears, right? And he's like, can you imagine how scary you would be? And it's like, take it easy. Don't be afraid. I bring news of great joy. A Savior is born. And, I'm thinking, okay, he probably goes, okay, this seems like a safe situation. And then all of a sudden, there's a choir of angels. And I just cannot imagine. And as Jim always says, or a lot of times says, man, I can't wait to see that DVD in heaven. That's one I want to see. Because I'm thinking at some point, you know, they probably laid out some four-part harmony for him, and it probably just, you know, blew his mind, and he was probably the next trendsetter for music, for all we know. And then I think about the wise men, and I think, you know, in my personal life, I've been on a journey, and I've been searching my whole life. And I know that they were searching. And I don't know that that journey ever ends for us. But they found something that truly impacted them. And then, of course, we have Joseph. And we have Mary. And we have the baby Jesus. There will be times in your life as a Christian where God will put you in a place where you are asked to do something. And you may not have even known it was coming. You may not feel like you were prepared for it, but you will do well when you let Jesus come into your life and you follow him and you trust him. And then we have the baby Jesus, and he is an incredible gift. There are so many examples in my life and the impact that he has had on me. I could sit here for days probably to list them off. I wouldn't know where to start. I remember being with a singing group when I was 19 years old. We started on a tour going through the Midwest, and then we went to the East Coast, and we went down to Miami. And we were coming back up from Miami, and we were running out of money. We didn't know, we weren't sure where we were going to sing next, and we didn't have a plan. And this was a church group. We were promoting two albums that we recorded. We started calling ahead. Sure enough, one pastor leads us to another pastor, leads us to another pastor. And one night, I'm staying at a home at someone, I don't know who they are, and they don't know me, but they welcome me into their home. And me, along with about 8 or 9 other of us musicians, they fed us. They gave us a place to sleep. In the morning, we all showered. We all cleaned up. We went to their church, and we did our music. And they loved us in a way that was so profound that I will never forget it. And to know all along, I mean, I guess when you're 19 and 20, you don't think about those things so much. But the impact was huge. And the lady who owned the house, I don't know what she saw in me or any of us. I can only suspect that she probably felt like we were her children. And I would imagine that she probably had children our age or at one time did. And she just took care of us. And that morning, you know, I had a couple songs that with this group that featured me. And so I'm out there doing what I do, and I'm singing. And the feeling of love in that church for us, and they just found out about us like 2 days before. They just took us in. And they made sure we were taken care of. And then they, you know, sent us off on our way. And it's one of those times when you just know that Jesus is there and he is taking care of us. There was something about our mission that he was not going to let us fail, that we were going to move on and we were going to, you know, have impact for them as he was impacting us. So I just want to impress upon all of you that today, at some point, today and tomorrow, I want you to stop and take a little time to think about, where are you? Are you one of the shepherds in the field? Are you one of the wise men? Are you searching? Maybe this is new to you today. Maybe this is your first time coming to church. Maybe you're searching. But this can be the day when you turn things over to Jesus. That little baby that was a gift is your gift. It's our gift. Let him impact you. Let him change your life.
Sweet Jesus, my Savior.
You made me, you know me, you've seen my every sin, and my soul is amazed by this gift of your grace and these arms that take me in. Sweet Jesus, my Savior, you are my faithful friend. Sweet Jesus, my shelter, you are my faithful friend, the refuge that I run to when my world comes closing in. Why should I be afraid when I know shelter, you are my faithful friend. Sweet Jesus, my shepherd, you are my faithful friend. You hold me, you lead me, I'll follow to the end. And once more I will say, on that beautiful day, when your arms take me in, sweet Jesus, my shepherd, you are my faithful friend. Sweet Jesus, my shepherd, you are my faithful friend.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. I'm just still thinking, I'm a little struck by Mark's story about 7 or 8 19-year-olds that haven't showered for a while and are hungry. I hope she had some food. I don't know why I highlighted that point, but we're so happy that you're here. Thank you. Thank you for being here. We offered you breakfast, which included bacon, kind of as much as you wanted. Because we're trying to reach the neighborhood, and I felt like the waffling of bacon smoke all over wouldn't be bad. And so lunch is coming if you have time today, so nobody's going hungry on Christmas Eve. But we want to talk about how thankful he was for that day in his life, the memory it marked him. And think back, what has marked you? What makes you thankful? Are you willing to be thankful for the little things? That's one of the things that Jesus will impact you with if you let him. If you welcome him in to all parts of your life. To get thankful for the little things. The big things are easy. We all know that. But boy, a thankful heart makes for a happier life and a more content life. Let's just pray for a moment, and then we're going to surprise you with something about thankfulness. No, you're not getting a gift like Oprah or Ellen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for moments like these that we can be together. Jesus, we want to welcome you into this room, and we ask you to touch each of us in your own remarkable, marvelous way. We want to tell you, Jesus, we love you today. We thank you that this represents your birthday, and we're here for you. We're here for you, and we want to be thankful people for the little stuff. We pray this in Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Obviously, the room is full, standing room only. We had some technical difficulties, but you still laugh, so enjoy. Today. We're killing it. So this is my brain. This is everything that's going to happen, and I'm going back there at the back. What's next? Well, the truth is that Jesus has changed my life, and Jesus has changed most of your lives in this room. And I was going to come around and talk to seven or eight of you, and I decided not to because I didn't want to mess your day up and call you the last 2 days and say, will you speak? But most of you, if I said, if Jesus has really honestly changed your life, stand up. Most of you in the room would stand up. We're not doing that, by the way. How'd he do it? Well, he had to join us first. So why did Jesus come into the world? Five really quick things today. Number one, to be a light to us. Look what the Bible says. John 12:46. I have come. What does come mean? He's entered into planet Earth. Into the world as a light. I'm the light of the world, we're going to see in a moment. So that no one who believes in me, you got to believe, you got to follow, you got to join, you got to welcome. So no one who believes in me should stay in darkness. Jesus is trying to change our life, to move us from one place to another. I can help you, Jesus says, with darkness. Let me help you. In John 18:12, the classic verse that many of you have looked at before. When Jesus spoke again to the people, this was a public presentation he was making at this point. He said, I am the light of the world. Jesus here is claiming to be God in the flesh. A lot of people struggle with that, but that's what he's saying. He's saying, I alone have the answer to darkness. Now, light and darkness might not mean a lot to you if you're not around spiritual thinking all the time. But it's a big deal, at least to Jesus. I am a light to be followed, he's trying to tell us here. I have answers that nobody else has. That's what Christmas is all about. He goes on to say this. Whoever follows me, whoever, anybody that chooses to follow me, and he's asking us to do that here. He says, we'll never walk in darkness. Darkness here represents evil. And what he's saying is, you are changed. Your life is different. You have options and power that you didn't have before if you connect up with me. The Christmas message calls for all of us to just connect up with Jesus in some beginning way, with respect, with a desire to follow. Following Jesus, believing in Jesus, frees us from the darkness and makes our future safe. That's what Jesus would tell you. Bless you, whoever that was. Number two, Jesus came to show us love, God's love. In 1 John 4:10, it says, this is love, not that we love God. It wasn't about us loving God. A lot of people talk about loving God. That's great. I want you to love God. But there's something more important than that. And that is, but that he loved us. He poured out his love to us. How did he do that? He sent He sent his son. This is the Christmas message. This is God's love being poured out on us, being made available to each one of us. And he says, an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And what that simply means, we don't use the word atoning a lot in our culture. But it simply means that Jesus will take care of your sins, your wrongs that you've done. He'll cover over them. He'll wash them. He'll make you acceptable before his Father. We get forgiveness because of him. That's the Jesus message. Number three, to give his life for us. I told you it was going to be long. You were worried, right, when I said five things? I know you. During the last week of his life, he just predicted his coming death, and he shares this with his men in John 12, 27. Now my soul is troubled. Trouble means to be stirred up, to be agitated. Jesus himself, 100% man, 100% God, the inside of him was coming apart because he knew what was about to happen. He was unsettled. He was upset. And what shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour? He asked himself a rhetorical question. Should I wimp out here? Should I say, no, Father, I'm not willing to go through with your plan. This is too painful, too ugly. He says, it was for this very reason I came. I came to earth. The Christmas message for this hour was to die for you. And number four, why did he come? How does he change us? He came to save us. The Bible's real clear here. In verse 19, in Luke 19, for the Son of Man, this was the way Jesus most commonly referred to himself as Messiah. He says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. To save is to rescue. Imagine somebody drowning. I thought about it when my grandsons were going down together, 4 and 5, for the second run of the day. Should I go save them? And I thought, no, they got Jesus. But the idea is rescue someone from harm. That's what saving does. To save is to release someone from their legal responsibility. It's exactly what Jesus does. And last, number five, to give us a satisfied life. John 10:10 says this, I, speaking of Jesus here, these are his words, have entered this world that they, those who follow him, those who believe in him, those who choose him, those who welcome him, may have life. And it refers to a different kind of life than the evil one gives, as he spoke about before this. He comes only to kill, to seek, and destroy, that we see in our culture all the time. He says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Full means abundantly. The idea of being content, being satisfied. And this verse is standalone. Whatever you think about Jesus, just take this home with you. This is what Jesus wants for you and for me. This is what he wants to change about us, that we can find satisfaction through him as we live this life. And it's really available. So why did he come to be a light to us? To show us God's love, to give his life for us, to save us, to give us a satisfied life. The bottom line is that Jesus can allow us to feel safe in an unsafe world. That changes everything. Bottom line, Jesus shows us how to have a better life, and over time, how to be a better person. Do you want to be a better person? Do you want to be more forgiving? Do you want to be more loving? Do you want to be willing to welcome 8 stinky 19-year-olds into your house? Josh, it's really good to see you today, buddy. I'd come hug you right now, but I don't want to hurt you. Talk about celebrating, my friends. Josh is in the room. The bottom line is Jesus brings eternity, heaven, life after death to our doorstep. That's what he brings. Every Christmas, it's communicated, it's sung about. And more than anything, what I want you to do is become fascinated by him. And then somehow, when you become fascinated by who that baby was, grew up to do and accomplish, you can begin to welcome him into your life. Jesus will change you if you do. Jesus will change you. Watch this. I think your hearts are going to be blown away right now. I hope there's volume.
I'm going to tell you a story from my highway patrol days. Let's simply call this my Christmas Eve. The hour is late, should go to bed, near midnight, I believe. But memories keep me wide awake this snowy Christmas Eve. Yes, memories of my kids moved on. Each has their separate life. And how the holidays have changed since angels took my wife. The toys, the food, the Christmas cheer. My wife would bear the load because I would work most holidays, state trooper on the road. Just sitting in my easy chair, so many years retired, I reminisce on times gone by and all that has transpired. Of all the many happenings that seemed to come to light, a multitude of them occurred right on this very night. A drunken woman in Iraq who died on Christmas Eve leaves memories of a tragic case most people can't believe. I had to drive to where she'd lived to tell her next of kin. Found the rundown mobile home she had been living in. The person answering the door, I still recall today, a little girl about 4 years old. She said, "I'm Sue McKay." I asked her if her dad was home and felt the longest pause. She said, "My daddy ran away." "You must be Santa Claus. My mommy said you'd come tonight if I just stayed in bed and bring a pretty doll for me." It's what my mommy said. I broke the law that Christmas Eve, did not call child's care. They'd merely put her in a room, and that I couldn't bear. I picked her up and took her home. My wife tucked her in bed and wrapped the pretty doll for her, just like her mommy said. Adopted by a loving home, and soon they moved away. I won't forget that Christmas Eve and little Sue McKay. Another bitter Christmas Eve, a blizzard to behold, had left a family in the ditch, just trapped there in the cold. By grace of God, I spotted them all cold and gaunt with fright, drove them to a motel room to safely spend the night. One Christmas Eve, a homeless man, shivering and wet, was trying hard to get a ride I'm sure he'd never get. I picked him up and drove him to a diner on the hill to warm his bones and left him with a $5 bill. Strange how when you're all alone with memories you recall, you think of everything you've done. Was it worth it all? I think about my God, my job, my children, and my wife. Would I do it all the same? Could I relive my life? Then comes a knock upon my door. This late, who could it be? A neighbor? Or has Santa Claus come to visit me? The figure standing in the cold gives me a sudden fright. A trooper with that solemn look. Dear God, who's died tonight? I'm flashing back through bygone years and how I'd often stood on someone's porch to bring them news, and it was never good. Is this how life gets back at me? For misery I've induced, where pain I've caused some other folks has now come home to roost. But looking in the trooper's eyes, my mind is in a whirl. I see a pleasant countenance. The trooper is a girl. She smiled and reached to shake my hand, and silence wasn't broke until a tear rolled down her cheek, and then she softly spoke. "I'm sure you don't remember me, but thought I'd stop and say, God bless you on this Christmas Eve. I'm Trooper Sue McKay."
You are still my first love, and all I am is yours. You are still my anchor, forever I'm secure. You are still my first love. You're my guiding light. You're with me in the fire, and you lead me through the night. You have my heart.
I've always wondered, if I'd been at the stable that night,
would I have seen a king or just a baby?
If I'd stood there with the shepherds listening to stories about choirs of angels,
would I have asked, what child is this?
Or would I have known that he'd someday be the shepherd of all?
If I'd watched wise men bring valuable gifts
and kneel down under the guard of heavenly wonders,
would I have understood that he was the one in whom I'd find all wisdom,
and that he was the greatest gift of all?
Just as that baby was held by his mother,
he would hold me.
He would hold me with his amazing grace.
And his adoption by his father Joseph would be a picture of my adoption into God's family.
Who could comprehend that this baby who was defenseless,
swaddled,
and held,
would someday be the one holding me in his hands?
I didn't witness a star moving across the sky,
or scores of angels proclaiming his birth.
But somehow, in the middle of my ordinary world,
this extraordinary baby's birth found a place
in my worn down, beat up heart.
So like all those people who saw him,
he's the one I've been waiting for.
To repair me.
Redeem me.
Love me.
Forgive me.
Comfort me.
Help me.
Die for me.
Raise me to life.
So what child is this?
He's the one who comes to save me.
He's the one who comes to save me.
To save me.
To save me.
He's the one who comes to save me.
The King of Kings, salvation.
you realize that you guys just sang a cappella? And you were quite awesome. Would you not agree, musicians? You're getting that violin like you're in a hurry to play it there, sweetheart.
No, whenever you're ready.
Whenever I'm ready, huh? Jesus, Chris, wow. You got to be a musician to stand up there. I just felt it. Jesus, the Christmas message demands a choice. Not in a demanding way. But it's like the chocolate chip cookies you're going to see in the next 24 hours. They demand a choice. I don't want you to overchoose. But reach in there. Find a way in your brain to welcome him in just a small way. You don't have to go overboard. You don't have to go nuts. But just welcome him in a beginning way. And try to take that stuff that you put in your head that's available, like those chocolate chip cookies, and you try to move it down to your heart where you can get to a place where you begin to understand, respond, but where one day you can grow to love him. And part of it is being fascinated by who Jesus is. And if you have a church that you go to and you happen to come here because we have snow and we're awesome, you go back to that church in 2018 and you get fascinated by Jesus there. But if you're here and you're with us, we're going to go after that. And I just encourage you to do that. So Sandy's going to play Mary, Did You Know? And Mark and I are going to sing it. Enjoy.
Thank you. That's why you get the big bucks. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Thank you so much for coming. They're going to finish with O Holy Night, and you're going to sing it with them, all right, you a cappella people? So let's pray as we kind of close. Last song, and then we'll hit the hill and lunch, all right? Let's pray. Lord, thank you that we get to be together to attempt in the best way we know how to celebrate you, to communicate that we want to hear from you, that we want to learn how to follow you, that we want your impact in our life. So help us, fuel us. May we be people who make you proud. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
You guys sound good.
Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder
divine.
Okay, band. No violin. Play. No. You're gonna play us out. Mary, did you know a little rhythm thing, like jumping, popping? Start playing that, and then you're dismissed once they start playing. Mary, did you know? It doesn't matter. Just play. Give me something, band. Come on, baby. There you go. Kick it up now. Sandy, you don't have to play, baby. I want to lose them. All right, you're dismissed.
Celebrate on the day